Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Baba Kama Daf Samech Vav. We left off on Daf Samech Hey Amid Beis. We're all the way toward the end of the page, two lines from the bottom of the page. My Taima Did Beis Shammai. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, called the Basimcha Leah Shalom, also by Daniel Sadian, for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives, and also by Simeon Moshe Kleinman, Lizchus Rufo Shlema, for Rafal Moshe Ali Melech, Ben Basha Yishav Rufo Shlema, Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is yesterday's daf revolved mostly around the statement of Rav about how we assess the value of an item that was stolen and then changed in value. So Rav would distinguish between paying the keren versus paying the kefal and the dalet vehei. Then that led us into a machlokas b'shamay and b'silel about esnan zona that went through a particular change. Do we view something that was given as esnan zona and then went through a physical change, like olives that became oil, or grapes that became wine, or wheat that became flour? Do we view that as still being esnan and therefore not being allowed to be used for karbanos, or not? So that was the machlokas b'sham b'silel. So we're going to start by explaining the machlokas b'sham b'silel about esnan that goes through a change, and then we're going to have one final challenge to Rav. Then we're going to move on to the primary topic of the daf, which is the source for shinui and for yeyush, each being able to be kona a geneva. That there's such a din of kinyan geneva. How do I know that shinui affects kinyan geneva? And how do I know that yeyush affects a kinyan? Then the Gemara is going to have three Rayas about Yeyush being Kona, since it's going to be a Machlokas, whether Yeyush is Kona or not by Geneva. So we're going to have three Rayas, two in one direction, one in the other direction. And then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to discuss the effect of Shinoi Maisa and Shinoi Hashem on a Kinyan Geneva as well. So you have Shinoi, you have Yeyush, you have Shinoi Maisa, and Shinoi Hashem. So let's begin my time with the Beis Shammai, two lines from the end of the page. So it says, my time at the Beis Shammai. What is the basis of the Shita of Beis Shammai? Where Beis Shammai said that even when something goes through a physical change, it still remains esnan and cannot be used as a karban. So the Gemara explains, dichsiv, because the pasuk that tells us that you're not allowed to bring an esnan zona as a karban tells us that kito avas Hashem gam shnehem. So we darshan, Beis Shammai darshan's gam l'rabos shinuyehem. That gam comes to tell me that even if we went through some sort of shinoi haguf, the esnan is still esnan. It's still a toeva. It's still something that cannot be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Ubeis Hillel, and Beis Hillel who disagrees and holds that esnan that went through a shinoi can now be brought for part of the Avodas HaMikdash. That's because only that which that's because Beis Hillel darshins the end of the pasuk which says gam shnehem, as if it says, as if shnehem were two words, shnei and haim, and they darshan the word haim as follows. Haim velo shinuyayim. That what are you not allowed to bring as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash? Haim, only they themselves, only the Mechir Kelev and the Esnan Zona, only those items themselves, but not the Shinuyayim. What did Beis Hillel darshan from the first half of the word? From Shnei? So that's a Gemara in Tumura Dav Lamed. From the word Shnei, they darshan that only these two things are Aser, Esnan Zona and Mechir Kelev, and not four things. And therefore, if it's Lehepech, meaning if it's Esnan Kelev and Mechir Zona, so then that would be Mutter to bring as a Karban. So that's what they darshan from the Shnei. But Beis Shammai would respond, Beis Shammai who asers the Esnan even after it went through a change, what do they darshan from the word Haim? What do they exclude from the word Haim? So who? They'll use that word Haim to tell me Haim velov ladoseyam uda asa. That word Haim is there to tell me that that the Torah only asers the Esnan Zona Mechir Kelev itself, but not that which is born from the Esnan Zona Mechir Kelev. So if you trade your dog for a goat and the goat has a baby, so that baby is allowed to be brought as a carbon. If one pays a zona with a sheep, and that sheep has a baby, that baby is allowed to be brought as a carbon. Haim v'lov l'doseyen. Where's Beis Hillel going to learn haim v'lov l'doseyen if they already used the haim to teach me haim v'lo shinu yayem? Tarti sham minay. So Beis Hillel will say, you could learn, derive both from the word haim. Haim v'lo shinu yayem. Haim v'lov l'doseyen. Meaning, after all, the word haim means them. So it means them and nothing else. So nothing else can mean any number of other things that you might have thought of. So it doesn't only have to exclude one item. It could exclude Shinuyayim and could exclude Vladoseyim. Okay, but Beis Hillel Haksiv Gam, Beis Shammai had learned from the word Gam that even Bishinuyayim, it's still going to be Esnon. What's Beis Hillel going to be Marbe from the word Gam? So it says more Gam le Beis Hillel Kasha. Yeah, that's a tough one. Meaning, why? How exactly Beis Hillel is going to address the word Gam? That remains difficult. So the Torah Schayim points out that the Gemara does not say Tiyufta de Beis Hillel, right? Tiyufta would be a stronger lashon of a kasha on Beis Hillel because it's not a Tiyufta on Beis Hillel. It's a we could be miyashev that the pasuk is telling me that a shinui echozel briyaso is not going to be matter the esnan. That if it's a shinui that can go back to the way it originally was, it's not a permanent change. Then such a shinui is not going to be matter the esnan. The esnan is still going to be aser. So that's what might be included from the word gam. That gam includes a shinui echozel briyaso. So now we revisit Rav's statement from yesterday. What did Rav say? That tashlume kefel and arba'a v'chamisha, you assess the value based on the Shas Hamad Bedin, not based on what it was worth at the time that you stole it, based on what it's worth now at the time of Hamad Bedin. And the Gemara explains whether from Rabbi La'a and from the Braisa of Rabbi Chanina that we quoted in yesterday's daf, we could show against Rav. So it says, Ad kan lo pligi ela de mar savar shinui kona umar savar ein shinui kona. The whole machlokas Rabbi La'a and Rabbi Chanina, when a tle became an ayil and an egel became a shor. Remember that was a topic where Rabbi La held that a shinui is kona, that the ganav is kona, the behema, when the tle became an ayil and the eagle became a shor. So that's the shinui that patters him from tashlumi abra v'chamisha. Umar savar and Rabbi Chanina held ain shinui kona. The shinui is not kona, and therefore he still does have to pay the dalad vehei if he's tavach umachar the ayil or the shor. But as far as how you assess its value when it comes to paying, everyone's going to agree that we assess it based on the Shas HaGneva, meaning even according to the sheet of Rabbi Lod, that the Shinoi patters him from Dalet Vehei. Yeah, it patters you from Dalet Vehei, but you still got to pay Kefel. And how do you assess the Kefel? It sounds like everyone is in agreement that it's B'Shas HaGneva. The Katani, because the Brisa that tells us, that where Rabbi Chanina's quoted tells us, that if someone steals a Tlen, it becomes an Ayil, or he steals an Egel, and it grows up and it becomes a Shor. That you pay the kefel and the dalet vehei ke'ein shaganav, what it was worth based on the valuation of what it was worth at the time that you stole it. Lema tavi tiyufta derav. So that was all a tiyufta on Rav. Da'amar Rav, because Rav taught us that keren ke'ein shaganav. Only when you pay back the keren, only when you pay back the principal, only that is assessed based on the value at the time that you stole it. But Mishayim Tashlumi Kefal, Tashlumi Dal Vehei, Shas Hamad Bedin. But when it comes to Kefal and Dal Vehei, that you pay based on what it's worth at the time of Hamad Bedin. So Amar Rava, the Gemara answers that Rav is not talking about every type of payment. Because if a person, if the Ganav doesn't want to pay back his Chov with money, but he wants to pay back actual Tla'im, he stole the Tla'im. So he wants to pay back with Tla'im, so then Kedmei Yikara. Then he can pay with Tla'im because he stole the Tla'im. So Tla'im Ganav, Tla'im Mishalim. He stole the Tla'im, he pays back a Tla'im. So that's what the Bryce is saying, that it's Ka'ein Shaganav. But damim, but if you decide that you want to pay back in cash, you want to pay back money, so now we're going to have to assess what it was worth now at the Shas Hamad Bedin. That's kishel achshav and not kishel haganeva. So it's not a kasha on Rav, because even Rav will be moda that sometimes you pay kishas haganeva, and that is if you're paying back the animal itself. You only pay kishas Hamad Bedin when you're paying back cash. Okay, so that closes off our discussion from yesterday. So now we move on to a new discussion. So once we discuss the idea that a geneva that has a shinoi becomes nikne to the ganav becomes the owner of this geneva that has a shinoi. So the Gemara says, well, where do we get that from? That there's such a thing called a shinoi kona for a ganav. And once we're talking about that, we're going to talk about, and do we have such a thing as yeush being kona for a ganav? And that's the primary topic of today's daf. These different different kinyane geneva that a ganav can have. So Amar Rabba. Rabba teaches the following. Shinoi kona, the idea that a shinoi that a ganav does to the geneva, biyodayim, that if he actually changes the item, that the item becomes nikna to him, and therefore all he's going to have to pay back is cash. He's not even going to have to return the item itself. That is something that is ksiva vitanina. It's something that's midaraisa. It's we have a limud from the Torah itself, and we find in the Mishnah that says it straight out as well. So it's sourced in the Torah and it's explicated in the Mishnah. So it's something that is rock solid as a halacha. Ksiva, it's derived from a pasuk, because the pasuk tells us veheishiv es hagzela asher gazal, that a person is supposed to return the very item that he stole. Matam lomar asher gazal. Now, what would have been lost had the Torah just said veheishiv es hagzela, return this stolen item? Why does it have to say asher gazal, the stolen item that you stole? So imke ensha gazal, if it's still the way it was when you stole it, yachzir, so then you should return it. Oh, but it's telling me the imlav, if it's no longer ke'en shagazal, the item went through a change and it is now different than it was then at the time that you stole it, then damim bialma ba'yishlume, then you only pay money and you don't have to return the item itself to the bailim. That is a kinyan. You have been kona it in that way. So Rav Elchanan, Kovitz Shurim, and Osi Yudal says, how do I know that the geneva becomes something that belongs to the ganav? All the pasuk says is that there's no chiyuv hashava. Right, it's about the mitzvah hashava, the heishavas hagzela. You have a mitzvah to return that which you stole. So we see a miyud in this pasuk that once it went through a change, you don't have a mitzvah hashava. Does that mean it's yours? It just means you don't have a mitzvah hashava. So Rav Elchanan explains that based on the fact that he did a maisa geneva, he should have been kona the geneva right away because when a guy steals something, he picks it up. So he did a kinyan agva. So right away, he really should have been kona it. So why isn't he kona just by stealing? So the elamai, the chiyuv hashava holds back the kinyan. I mean, he had a kinyan, but the chiyuv hashava prevents that kinyan from being chal. So as soon as you remove the chiyuv hashava, memeli, you go back to square one, and the kinyan becomes chal. So that's how Rav Elchanan explains the mechanics of what happens over here. That's why we're able to darshan. Oh, there's no mitzvah, the heishiv es hagzela, because it went through a shinoi, so then Viter is his original kinyan, is a real kinyan. So he has kinyan geneva. So that's where we have in a pasuk. Tanina, and we also find this in the Mishnah that we're going to have later on Daf Tzadi Gimel, Amud Beis, where the Mishnah is going to say the following: Hagozel Eitzim va'asa'an kelim. If a person steals wood and he builds a table and chairs or whatever, Tzemer va'asa'an begadim. He steals wool and he makes clothing out of it. Mishalim kishas hagzeva. You pay the value of the Eitzim and the Tzemer as they were worth at the time that you stole them. Now, if Shinoi was not really Kona, he should return the kelim or the begadim themselves, right? Why is it that he returns the value of the wool, the value of the Eitzim? It must be because Shinoi is Kona, so he owns the items that he made out of that stuff, and therefore he only has to return the value of that which he stole. Taras Chaim says, why do I need a Mishnah once I have a Pasuk? Meaning, we already proved it pretty strongly. So he points out that we need to prove from Mishnah that Shinoi is Kona, and because the Pasuk alone would not have sufficed, because one could have argued that the Pasuk Asher Gazal is telling us a different limud, that only the gazlan pays chomesh on his gzela, but the child of the gazlan does not pay the chomesh on the gezel of his father, as we're going to see later on. So tomorrow's that. But so we need a mishnah also to make sure that we're darshaning the pasuk correctly. Inami, another mishnah, in case the first mishnah is not enough for you, we have another mishnah that also indicates that shinoi is kona. So again, the Taras Chaim says, okay, I get, after I have a Mishnah, I need a Pasuk. After I have a Pasuk, I need a Mishnah. Once I have a Pasuk and a Mishnah, why do I need a second Mishnah? So he says, yeah, because it's possible that the din of the first Mishnah is not min haTorah, that it's only midrabanan mishum takanas hashavim, that if I stole wool and I made clothing out of it, you're not going to, for takanas hashavim, to make it easier for a person to do tshuva, maybe they say you could just pay back and not give the actual clothing. So that's why we need another Mishnah, where it's unlikely likely to be based on takanas hashavim. So the Mishnah talks about if a person shears wool from five different sheep, so he's chayv in reishis hagez. He has to give a kohen a chelek of the giza. So lo hispik litna lo ad shetzava'o, if he does not give the giza to the kohen until he's already dyed the wool, so then pater. He doesn't have to give the tzemer tzavua to the kohen. Alma shinoi kona. Why doesn't he have to give the tzemer tzavua to the kohen? Because he was mishana it, and through that shinoi he has been kona it. So you see that there's such a concept of shinoi kona. Tosfos points out if some of the wool is not yet dyed, so then give that to the kohen because that he has not acquired with shinoi kona. Tosfos even says not only that, even if he was mafresh a section of the wool that he's going to give to the kohen, but he dyed that which he was mafresh to give to the kohen, and he still has other wool that he was not mafresh to give to the kohen that's not dyed, he should still give the undyed wool to the kohen. Anyway, so that's as far as shinoi. So shinoi rock solid. We have a pasuk, we have a mishnah, we have another mishnah. Shinoi is kona to the ganav. Says Gemara, but what about Yeyush? Yeyush, Amri Rabbanan Dinikni. Some the Rabbanan say that Yeyush is kona for the Bailam and you don't have to return it. All yet, meaning, what that means is that you, if a person steals something and the original Bailam then has Yeyush on it, you don't have to give back the thing, but obviously you have to pay him. You have to pay back, but you can pay back with money. But the item itself you get to keep once the original Bailam was Miyaish. However, mihu lo yadinan idaraisa drabanan. We know that the rabbis paskin that Yeyush is kona. We're just not sure if that is a din daraisa din drabanan. Shinoi being kona, we proved it's a pasuk and two mishnayos. But what about Yeyush? So ida oraisa, it's possible that it's daraisa mididava motzi aveda, because we know that Yeyush works when you find an aveda. Motzi aveda lav kiven de miyaish marmine mikami de tesi liyadi kanile. Just like a motzi aveda, if the Baal Aveda had Yeyush on it before you ever found it, you are then kona that Aveda, which is interesting because you're only kona that Aveda if you had the Yeyush, if the guy had the Yeyush before it was Baal Yado. But there is such a din by an Aveda that if there was Yeyush, then you're kona. Sainami. So over here also by a Ganav, kiven de miyaish mara kanile. Since the original Bailam has Yeyush on it, you should be kona it. So Tosfos points out, well, Motze Aveda, it's only if you find it and it was Baal Yado after the Yeyush. That's Lashon the Gemara. Kiven de miyaish mara mina mikame detese liyade. And Rabba's being mistopic about Yeyush in a Geneva, that the Ganav came into the picture before the Yeyush. Why would the guy have ever had Yeyush before you stole it? I mean, you stole it right out of his house. So he obviously didn't have Yeyush before you stole it. He only had Yeyush after you stole it. So how can you learn one from the from the other? Meaning, if you find an Aveda before Yeyush, so Tosfos explains that if you find an Aveda before Yeyush, you're kona be Yeyush in that you don't have to return it, but you still have to pay the money in its place because it was Baal Yado Be'isr. So therefore, we can learn from that the Inyan Geneva, that Yeyush Bailim is kona after the Geneva, when it's after it's already Biyad HaGanav. So anyway, so Alma Kani, so the bottom line is, you see from here that the Ganav is Kona, the Guf HaGneva, Mida Oraisa. Oh, Dilmore, maybe no. Maybe the whole idea of Yeyush being Kona is only Drabanan, because we cannot use Aveda as a basis for Yeyush Kona. Lo dam yala Aveda. Geneva is entirely different than an Aveda. Aveda hu dechi asil yade, betera asil yade. When an Aveda comes into your hand, it came into your hand, beheter, aval hai, but the Geneva, that's biyala ganav, kiven de biyisur asil yade, since it came into your hand, beisir, and you became chayev to return it, so the Yeish of the Bailam is not going to take away the previous Chiyuv, and therefore you're not Zocha in that which you already have in your hand on the Daraisa level, and Midrabananu. It's only a Din Midrabanan, Da'amurabanan Nikni. The Chacham said that the Ganav is Kona when the Bailam is Miyaish, Mipnei Takanas Hashavim, in order that people should be encouraged to do Tshuva, that if you're going to have to be Toreach and you're going to have to go find the Geneva itself in order to return it, it's going to discourage people from doing Tshuva. So he you say you can write a check, that's good enough. You can send a quick pay or whatever, Zelle, and that's good enough, and you're okay. Rav Yosef Amar, Yeush Eino Kona Vafilim Midrabanan. And then Rav Yosef says, no, Yeush is not Kona, not even on the Drabanan level. So it's really three possibilities. It started off, right, Amri Rabanan Dinikni, Mi Yuloyadin Nidarais Nidrabanan. Right, that the given is that it's for sure Kona. We're just not sure if it's Daraisa Drabanan. As it turns out, it's not such a given that it's Kona, that Rav Yosef thinks that Yeush is in fact not Kona at all. In fact, the Rashba wonders, how could Rabba say such a lashon of Amru Chachamim Dinikni? I'm just not sure. It's not so pashut. Not everyone agrees. Dinikni. And we paskin like Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says that it's not Kona. We paskin that it's not Kona. So the Rashba struggles with the lashon that Rabba uses. And he suggests that Rabba means that the Chachamim that say that Yeush is Kona is, we're not going to go through this whole Mahalich. So anyway, so let's try to bring some Rayas now. So is Yeush Kona or is Yeush not Kona? So again, Shinoi, that's Kona that we had a pasuk in two Mishnayos. Yeush, either Kona Daraisa, Kona Darabanan, or according to Rav Yosef, not Kona at all. Says Rav Yosef l'Rabba. Rav Yosef asks on Rabba, and he says, I'll prove to you. You taina that Yeush is Kona, and the whole shaila is Daraisa, Darabba. I'll prove to you it's not Kona at all. From the following, we have a Mishnah. Gozal chametz v'avar alav ha-Pesach. If you steal chametz and then Pesach came and went, so now that chametz is asur b'hana'a. So now the nigzal is toveya from the gazlan the value of the chametz that he stole from him. So amlo hareisha l'chalafanecha. The gazlan says to the nigzal, "Here it is. Take the chametz. Right, forget the value. Just take the chametz back, and then I don't have to pay you anything. So I'm returning him something that's asur b'hana'a that he has no use for, but it's exactly the item that I stole from him." So Rav Yosef says, "So here's my Akasha, the high, kivin mati idanisura, the nigzal, once the time of the Isser came, vade miyayish, he was miyayish from it because it lost all of its value. So he has no hopes of getting anything back as far as it's concerned. The isal kadaitoch yeush kana, but if you can hold that yeush is a kinyan that the gazlan has on the gazela, amai omelo harishal chalafanecha, why can he just give it back and say harishal chalafanecha? That's not shalcha, it's yours now. Now, you're the gazlan and you made a kinyan gzela because the nigzal was miyayish on it. So you should have to pay money for that chametz. You were kona it through the yeush and you have to pay money. So how could you just give back the chametz itself after the zman iser when it's not worth anything? So the Pnei Aryeh, one of the achronim, says, well, wait a second. Rabba was not sure about the din of yeush, whether it's kona min haTorah or it's kona midrabanan mishum takonas hashavim. Let's say it's kona only midrabanan. So again, why would it be kona midrabanan? To make it easier for the guy to do tshuva, for the benefit of the gazlan. So after all, can't the gazlan just say, maybe enechanami, it is kona midrabanan, but maybe the gazlan can say, I'm mochel the takana drabanan right now. The takana drabanan is for my benefit. It's so that it make it easier for me to do tshuva. You know what would make it super easy for me to do tshuva? When I give something that has no value. So I'll give back the chametz. That would be even easier for me to do tshuva. So can't the guy say that, well, nichali b'takanas chachamim, I'd rather forego the takanas chachamim that was done for me? So the Pnei Aryeh asks Akasha, one of the achronim suggests that might be what the Gemara means in the answer that it's about to give. So anyway, so this is the challenge to Rabba. How can you, Rabba, say that Yeush is Kona? If Yeush is Kona, then the Gazlan should not be able to say Aresha L'Chalafanecha. The Gazlan is the owner of the Chametz. He should have to give him money. So Amleis, Rabba says back to Rav Yosef, you can't ask a kasha from the Mishnah. Kika mina no. When do I say a Gazlan is Kona, the Gzela with the Yeush or the Baidim? That's if Zeh Misya'ish, the Nigzal is Misya'ish from the Gzela. V'zerotze Liknos. And the Gazlan wants to be Kona. Hi, Zemis Yaish Vizaino wrote some Liknos. In this case of the Chametz that Shavuot of a Pesach, yes, the Nigzal is Mesiyaish, but the Gazlan doesn't want to be Kona because it's not worth anything. Adraba, if he's Kona it, he's going to lose out because now he's going to have to pay money. And the Gazlan is not going to be Kona, the Gazela Balkorcho al Yidei Yeush, and therefore the Chametz remains Bereshus Bailev, and he could say, Hareisha L'Chalafanecha. So challenge one is refuted. So now challenge number two, Esvei Abaye l'Rabba. So Abaye now challenges Rabba. We have a brisa that from the fact that it says in the parsha in Parshas Vayikra im ola karbano, so we learn that karbano v'lo hagazel, that if you want to bring a karbanola, it's got to be your karban. It cannot be a stolen carbon. It's not going to work if it's stolen. So Abaye explains, hey chidami, what exactly is the case of a stolen carbon that the Bryce is telling me is pasul legabe mizbeach? If we're talking about that, it's a behema that was chulin, that was stolen, and then the gazlan was makdishit to lifnei yeush before the bailim ever gave up hope of getting it back. Lamli kra pshita. Well, then why would I need a pasuk tell me it's pasul? Of course it's pasul. It's chulin, meaning if I steal a chulin animal and the nigzal was not miyayish in it, and I say, oh, I'm being makdishit, I'm the gazlan, I say I'm being makdishit, I can't be makdish something that doesn't belong to me. Ain't no dem oser davar she'eno shalom. If the guy was never miyayish and it's still his, I don't have the right to be makdish such a thing, right? You have such a thing by the opposite, not only by hegdish. I can't aser davar she'eno shalom. You can't turn something into avodah zara. Right? I always give the example. I walk out of my house and my next door neighbor is bowing down to my car. I'm still allowed to drive my car, right? He can't aser something that doesn't belong to him. You can't be makdish something that doesn't belong to you. Elalav liachriyesh. So it must be that the Bryce is talking about is a stolen animal that the gazlan was makdish after the bailim was miyayish from it. Ooh, so you see that the gazlan was kona the behema with the yeush and the shinu rishus, and memele he does have the capacity to be makdish the behema, but still it's pasul akrava. Shmamina yeush lo kani. So it must be that yeush lo kani, that the yeush is not nikna to the gazlan, and therefore he's not allowed to be makrovit. Because if it was really kani, if it was really his, then he'd be able to be makrovit. So it's interesting. It's like we're threading a needle over here. We're saying it's enough his that he could be makdishit, and that it will actually become kadosh, but not enough his that he could actually bring it as a karban. It's not karbano. If Yeush was really fully, so Yeush is kind of a little kona. It's kona enough that he's able to be makdishit, but it's not fully kona, and that's why it's not considered karbano. He's not able to bring it as a karban. So Amalei Rava says, that's how you understand it? L'taymech, according to your shita that the Bryce is talking about, someone who stole a chulin animal and was then makdishit after the bailim was miyayish, hadatanya mishkavo v'lo agazel, that which the Bryce says by the parsha of a tumah of a zav, pasuk says that anyone who touches mishkavo is yichabes begadav rachat mayim v'tamei la'erev, that there's such a thing as called mishkav azav, that if a zav lies down on something or sits on something, it becomes tamei b'tumas medrash, it becomes an av hatumah, like the zav himself, that it's metamei adam mekelim, the cushion he sat on is metamei adam mekelim. So the Bryce of Darshan's mishkavo is a gzeir sakasav, that the zav has to own that mishkav in order to be metamei it. Right, it's a chiddush, right? We normally, if I'm metame you, whether you like it or not, you're tame. Right? If I'm metame your stuff and metame tarosav shel chavero, if I take a sheretz and I put it all over your food is tame, and it doesn't matter whether I own the food or you own the food. But a special chiddush by mishkav azav, mishkavo, that a zav can only turn a cushion into a mishkav azav if he is the owner of that cushion. It's only then will it become an avatuma. But if it's stolen, it's not an avatuma. Well, hey chidami, what type of stolen mishkav are we saying does not become tameh betumas mishkav? Ilema de gazel amra va'avde mishkav, if he stole wool and he then fashioned it into a cushion, well, miyikal mandiyam rashina maisa lokani, well then for sure belongs to the zav. He's the one that made it into a cushion. He did a shina maisa. He changed the whole thing. So of course it's going to belong to him, and therefore, of course, he'll have the ability to be metameit. So, what's the case where he doesn't have the ability to be metameit? Gazal mishkav de chavre, that the zav stole someone else's mishkav. Someone else already had a chair, a cushion, and the zav stole that. And we're telling, and the chumash is telling us that the zav does not have the ability to be metame that mishkav because it is not his. Well, now hachinami, are you going to say that that price? You can explain it the same way we explained karbano v'lo hagazel, that it means the gazal karban de chavre. That so now you're going to say that it means the same thing, that he stole someone else's. I'm sorry, hachinami. The Gemara is saying, and therefore we can just as easily say that the case of karbano v'lo hagazel means the gazal karban de chavre, that you stole not a chulin animal and then after the guy was miyayish you were makdishit. No, you stole it when it was already kadosh. The guy you stole it from was makdish it to the mizbeach, and then you came and you wanted to be makriv it for yourself. So from karbano v'lo agazel, we learn that you're not yotze your chiyuv karban even after the nigzal was miyayish from it. Even if shinui is kona, like in emrik zela, but nevertheless by karban it's not going to be kona because the hegdish is not going to be nigzal, and the gazlan is not kona with kinyan. Because wherever it is, it's Bereshus Kavoa. It's considered to belong to Hagdish. And therefore, we reject Raya number two. So again, Raya number two against Rabbah. Again, Rabbah had said that Yeush is Kona Minatora. So Raya number two was, well, I don't know, Karbano Velo HaGazel, the only case I could think of that Karbano Velo HaGazel, that passels a stolen Karban, is that you stole an animal that was Chulin. After Yeush, you were makdish it, so the Kedusha is chal because you had the Yeush, but it's covered over the gazel, but you're not able to be Yotze with it. So apparently, the Yeush is not Kona. So the response was, so Rabbah's response essentially is, what are you talking about? That's not, the case of Karbanov Lo Gazel is not where you stole a chulin animal and then you were makdish it. It's about where you stole a hektish animal, which means the nigzal is not really the nigzal. Hektish is the nigzal, right? You stole it from hektish and you can't steal from hektish because you're giving it right back to hektish, wherever it is. It belongs to Hashem. So there is no nigzal over here that that the Yeush is going to have any impact on. But generally speaking, maybe Yeush is Kona, even on a Daraisa level. So now the Gemara brings a third Raya, but this Raya goes in the other direction. This is Abaye challenging Rav Yosef, who holds that Yeush is not Kona by a Gzela. So the background over here is that you have, if you have a hide of an animal, as is, a raw hide, it's not Tameh, unless they're Miyachid it for some practical usage as it currently is without making any additional tikkun. You can use it as a blanket or something like that. But if you're not miyachid it, it's not mekabel tumah, even though you could still use it right now as a blanket, but you weren't miyachid it to use it for its for any usage in its current state, so it's not yet mekabel tumah. Because we assume that stam oros, that if you have a stam hide of an animal, it's meant to make shoes or kalim or something like that. You don't want to use just a raw hide, just as it is. So kol zman that you don't have gemar melacha, it's not considered a kli that's able to be mekabel tumah. However, when the Bailim has a machshava to be miyachid, to use as is, so that machshava turns it into a kli, and memelis mekabel tumah. So I have this just sheet of leather, so once I decide in my mind that I want to use it as is, as a mat, as a sheet, good, now it's a kli and it's mekabel tumah. But if I never make that decision, that mental decision to use it as a sheet, then it's omeid to be used to be made shoes out of or something else, and therefore it's not mekabel tumah. Say so. Abaye the Rav Yosef. Abaye challenges Rav Yosef. We have a mishnah in the 26th paragraph of Maseches Kelim. Oros shel bal habayis. If you have oros that belong to a bal habayis, that he's not going to sell the oros of the behemoth, he's going to use it for himself. That's what it means, a bal habayis, as opposed to someone who makes a living doing this, right? So it's his own oros that he's going to use for himself. When he decides, I'm going to use it as is, now it becomes a kli, and it's able to be mekabel tumah. But v'shel avdon, if the oros belong to a person, a professional tanner, who uses the leather to make whatever the customer orders, so then ein machshava mitamasan. Then his machshava is not going to be mitameit, because he'll easily change his mind. The next customer walks through the door and says, I'd like you to take that or and make me a nice pair of shoes out of it. No problem. Whatever I can make money off, I'm happy to do that. So his machshava to use it as is not a final choice, and therefore it's not a binding machshava to make him a kabel tumah. So the Mishnah similarly mechalek between oros and the rishus of a ganav who steals besaser without the bailim knowing, and oros that are in the rishus of a gazlan who just mugs people out in public. Shel ganav, if the oros were in the hands of a ganav, machshava mitamasan, then his machshava is mitame those kelim, because the bailim doesn't know who stole them. The guy, a ganav, is someone who stole secretly, so we assume the bailim as yeush right away. We assume that the bailim is miyaish, but and therefore he's kona them with the yeush. But shel gazlon ein machshav mitamasan. But if it's gazlon that has it, then the machshav is not going to be mitame them. It's not going to turn them into kelim, because the bailim knows exactly who the gazlon is. So right now I don't have the power to fight him off, but oh, wait till I get my people together and we're going to go after this guy. So I'm not miyayish, I think I'm going to get it back. And therefore the Gazlan doesn't have the capacity to be mitame b'machshava, because it's not final yet. It's not something that he's going to likely be able to keep. The Nigzal is going to go after him. Rabbi Shimon Omer Chiluf Hadvarim. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's the exact opposite. Shel Gazlan machshav mitamasan. If the guy mugged me and I know exactly who he is and I couldn't do anything about it, then I'm going to be miyayish, because I know who he is and I couldn't stop him. If I couldn't stop him before, I'm not going to stop him later on, right? He's someone that's stronger than me, he's more powerful than me, nothing I could do about it. That's where I'll be miyayish. Shalganov, but where I don't yet know who the guy that stole it from me is, well, then ain't machshava mitamasan. That ganav's machshava is not going to be able to be mitame, because I still hold out hope. Levishalon is Yashua Bailam. I don't have Yeush. I hold out hope that as soon as I find him, I'm going to get my Geneva back. Meaning, as long as it's I don't have a picture of who it is, it could be anybody in my mind. And therefore, I think that I can get it back. So the Bailam thinks that that he'll be able to get it back, and therefore the ganav doesn't have ownership of it to be mitame it. So now Abaye concludes his kasha. The machlokas between the Chacham and Rabbi Shimon is by a stam geneva, by a stam gezela. The question is there an assumption of yeyush? What does that tell you? That if we know that there's yeyush, or in whichever case there is an assumption of yeyush, then everyone would agree the ganav or the gazlan has the right to be metame the onos b'machshava. As long as there's yeyush, then for sure he has the ability. Shema mina yeyush kona. So isn't this a raya that yeyush is kona for a ganav or a gazlan? Anything that he stole from the bailim, his yeyush is going to be able to be kona. So Rav Yosef answers the kasha. Amalei, Rav Yosef says to Abaye, don't prove from this mishnah that yeyush alone is kona by gnev or gzela. We're talking about a case where he cuts off the edge of the oros and he straightens them out so that they'll be more usable as he wants them. So the gazlan is kona in this case, not just from yeyush. Yeyush alone wouldn't work. It's yeyush with a shinui maisa. It's yeyush plus he's trimming the edges of it. And by trimming the edges of it, he's doing an actual shinui. So the Gemara says, come on. Masvara barchan below itzba shanukan, vitzba in tzricha kitzua. The previous Mishnah in Maseches Kelim said that we're talking about an itzba, where he's making it like a shulchan to eat on, like a table to eat on. And it happens to be that an itzba doesn't need to be perfectly straight. It's like a tablecloth. You have those laminated, whatever, tablecloths. So sometimes you get them, you can get order them where they're cut very nicely. Other times they just take out a roll of whatever and they just cut it. And that's usable the way it is also. So yeah, you might want to cut it, but you also might not. So it's perfectly usable as it is. So Rabbi Bar-Bachan proves that the Mishnah is talking about where it's just a tablecloth to Tanan, because the Mishnah said, the previous Mishnah had said in Maseches Kelim, 26th paragraph of Maseches Kelim, Mishnah, we were quoting Mishnah Ches. Mishnah Zion says, Kol makom shein chesu malacha, anytime there's no lacking of malacha that needs to be done to the or, it doesn't need any sort of tikkun in order to make it usable. So machshava metamaso, the machshava of the bailim is metamehit. Yesh chesu malacha, if it needs a little more malacha, it needs a little more tikkun in order to be usable, ain machshava metamaso, then the machshava will not be metamehit so long as you didn't do this tikkun. Chutz mina itzba. Ooh, and it says, except for an itzba, that even though it needs a little bit of trimming at the edges in order to make it nicer, but it's still a kli as it is, because it's perfectly usable as it is. Many people would use the tablecloth without making sure that the edges are perfect. So yeah, could use a little tikkun, but it's perfectly usable as it is. So it's mistaver that if the previous Mishnah was talking about the tablecloth, the next Mishnah is also talking about this tabletop that's talking about the machshava of the ganav and the gazlan. So it's talking about where he miyachid it for an itzba. And since it doesn't need to be trimmed, so we're talking about where you're being kona without trimming it. You're being kona simply through kinyan, the kinyan geneva gzela of yeyush. That yeyush alone allows you to be kona. So now we're back to the kasha of Yosef. Rav Yosef holds that yeyush is not kona, but apparently over here from this Mishnah in Kalim, why is the gazlan or ganav able to be metamei b'machshava? Because he was kona with yeyush. Ella Amar Rava Hay Milsa Kasha Be Rabba Virav Yosef. Some of the Yosa Esrin V'Tatin Shnin. Rabba and Yosef were bothered by this kasha for 22 years. V'Lowi Parka, and they couldn't answer this kasha for 22 years. Ad Yosef Rav Yosef Bereisho Parka, until Rav Yosef became the Rosh Yeshiva. And when he became the Rosh Yeshiva after Rabba had died, Rabba was the previous Rosh Yeshiva, the Gemara in Horio says. So when Rav Yosef became the Rosh Yeshiva, he finally had the Siyata Deshmaya that he was able to answer this question. That Shinoi Hashem Kishinoi Maisa Dami. When a Gezela goes through a Shinoi Hashem, that's the same as the Shinoi Maisa. Just like a Shinoi Maisa, where you take wood and you turn it into a table and chairs. So that the Gazlan is Kona the Gezela. Hu Adin by Shinoi Hashem. Shinoi Maisa, my taima. My time out. So what's the reason that Shinoi Maisa works? Meikara Eitzim Ashta Kalim. Because it used to be wood and now it's called Kalim. So it's not the same item that you stole. So it went through a change. Well, Shinoi Hashem also, where it was or and now it's an Itzba. It was just leather and now it's a leather tablecloth. So Nami Meikara Karile Mashka. Originally they called it or, the Hashta Abarzin. And now they call it an Itzba. Now they call it Abarzin. And therefore you cannot prove from the that Yeyush alone is Kona, because over there it wasn't Yeyush alone. So we first thought that the answer was it wasn't Yeyush alone, it was Shinoi Maisa. We said, no, from the previous mission, you see, it wasn't a Shinoi Maisa. They didn't do any trimming, there was nothing. No, but it was Shinoi Hashem at least. So the combination of Yeyush and Shinoi Hashem maybe can be Kona, but that's not a Raya at all that Yeyush alone is going to be Kona. So essentially, all we discussed in today's daf, meaning it was really one topic. First, we discussed how a shinui is kona, and how that's based in a pasuk in the Torah and two mishnayos, and then we had a machlokas where the yeyush is kona for a gan or a gazlan, and we had three rayas, and two in one direction, one in the other direction, and none of the rayas stand at the end, and that's why it's a standing machlokas whether yeyush is kona or not kona. Okay, Bezrem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Harei Marish. Everyone have a wonderful day.